In one of his last songs, the great prophet Johnny Cash saw the end of the world as something that catches all human beings off guard. In his song, "When a Man Comes Around," the man here being Jesus, he says, "Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to a big kettle drum. Voices calling and voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come." What should surprise us is that Johnny Cash, who has a greater wisdom here than many, sees that the end of the world is not a bad thing at all, but a very good thing. About 80 years ago, an American author called Miles Connolly, who later became a Hollywood screenwriter, wrote a novel called Mr. Blue. In it, the eponymous protagonist, Mr. Blue, begins to tell the story about someone he calls Prisoner 2757311. The story is one set 1,000 years in the future, in the kingdom of the Antichrist, which is a dark, malevolent world in a bleak industrial landscape. And one day, the last known Christian is captured and executed, and Prisoner 2757311, who is secretly a priest, goes to the top of a very tall building and celebrates Mass one last time. His treason is discovered, and the enemy closes in on him. And just at that point, when a bomb is heading directly at him, he reaches, in the Mass, the words of the consecration. He takes the bread, and he says, "Hoc est enim corpus meum," this is my body. And then, there was a moment of awful silence, then a burst of light beside which day itself is dusk, then a trumpet peal, a single trumpet peal that shook the universe. The earth burst asunder, and through this unspeakably luminous new day, through the vault of the sky ripped with lightning, came Christ. It was the end of the world. The story that Mr. Blue tells is a fantasy, and it is one which holds a great truth. It is one way to imagine the end of the world, and it is a way that captures the essence of every single Mass we celebrate. At the consecration during Mass, Christ is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, under the species of bread and wine. But if, for example, the appearances themselves should change to the natural and glorified form of Christ, it would be the end of the world, because that is exactly what we pray for at every Mass. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. At every Mass, we are always praying that Christ will come again. Every Mass we celebrate is one Mass less before the end of the world, but more than that, every Mass is praying that Jesus will come again and end the world and end the Mass. We say that we eat this bread and drink this cup until he comes in glory, and when he does come in glory, we will no longer need this bread and cup. We will no longer need the Eucharist, because the same Jesus we now receive through the sacraments, especially the Blessed Sacrament, we will then see directly, face to face. As the second reading tells us, where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. In heaven, we will be completely forgiven, completely made holy. The one single sacrifice of Christ on Calvary will have completely sanctified us, and then we will not need the Mass. The end of the world is therefore a good thing, and it is something that we Christians pray for and look forward to, not because we are fed up with this world, but because we love this world even as God loves it, and we long for it to be made whole and perfect, which God in his love for us will accomplish when the last trumpet shall sound. And until then, we pray, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus.